word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Okay, everybody, listen now. You can beat that, can't you? Let's hear you. Watch your tongue. Oh, ready? Watch your tongue. You gotta do it again. That's not good enough.
Watch your tongue.
Hey, I think they did it, don't you?
No, we gotta count from one to three.
One more time.
All three, everybody. One, two, three.
Watch your tongue.
Oh, thank y'all very much. God bless you for being here.
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back. I know you enjoyed that series. Live downtown in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
You know, Pastor, it was a wonderful thing to have a live audience and to be able to listen to them talk about Watch Your Tongue. As a matter of fact, they all said Watch Your Tongue in the sequence.
Well, I said segment. I'm serious, but I meant segment.
Yes.
Welcome back to that segment.
Yes.
Live downtown in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
And our city manager, Mark Maxwell, is there as well. What a great privilege that was.
It was an honor to have one of the heads of the cities there and also one of the heads of the sporting world.
Yes.
Hall of Famer, yes, world yes. champion, Curtis Coates.
Yes, and I loved his testimony. I tell you what, he spoke it with his tongue and he said, God, I want to be a champion. And with his very tongue, he spoke it into existence. And God honored that and raised him up to be a champion.
People don't really understand how important speaking and the speech is, watching your tongue. Because whatever you say, you're going to eat the fruits thereof.
Yes.
Whatever you believe, you're going to eat the fruits thereof. So you'll have to watch your tongue.
Yeah.
Always.
And that's caught up in our teaching ministry, which we talk about the doctrine of salvation, which is involved about your whole tongue, because that tongue does cause you trouble. It can also have you receive blessings.
You know, the power of teaching has to come also through the vocal cords of the tongue. So
yes,
in the teachings
yes, yes,
that we
yes.
have, I get great joy in the teachings that Dr. Cooper and Pastor Duffy has because we're letting people and getting people set free from just what the teachings are. Such great teachings on the Word of God, such great teachings in believing. And if you just watch your tongue, you can believe what this teaching is all about.
Right. And tonight we're going to talk about reconciliation, how that you can be reconciled to God. And it is so important in the ministry of television that people need to know what salvation is all about and what it's not about.
Well, it gives them an eternal purpose. Salvation means that's your destiny. If they don't know their destiny now, people are looking from hour to hour, day to day, month to month, when we can look at the future by watching our tongue.
Yes. Well, let's get into this doctrinal study now of reconciliation, and let's show the people what we're talking about.
Dr. John Cooper, I'm ready to go.
Pastor Duffy, I'm ready too.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
It's an honor to have Curtis Coates with us, guys, and we're seeing in this town. I was on my way to call Fox 4 and KLTV, and we got so involved in conversation that I didn't get a chance to call those guys because they will cover shows like this. They will cover people like this. This is an opportunity that we got him in Hopkins County to be on Watch Your Tongue when any TV program that he goes to, they're going to welcome him in. So we're fortunate to have him tonight.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Let's give Curtis a hand.
Why don't we get on now and let's take a look at some doctrine you were talking about. Let's tell some people why they should be saved, because God does so many things for a person when they're saved.
Can I ask you a question? How do people get saved?
By grace through faith.
But do they use their tongue? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. See, that's an organ of speech. And that's how you get saved, because that's how you ask Jesus to save you. That's how you ask him to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and to save you and to be a part of your life.
Is that called reconciliation?
Yes, close enough.
So tell me what reconciliation is.
Well, reconciliation really means to win over to friendship. Now, Pastor, let's face it. People who are unsaved today, they're at odds with God. Would you agree with that?
Well, they're lost.
They're
See,
not friends.
That's why they don't understand what darkness is.
That's right. And they're not friends with God. So to compose or settle a quarrel difference or to bring into grievance or harmony, so the word reconciliation means to take that person, have that person who's going this direction, but he doesn't know God, and then he's to turn to God and be reconciled to God.
Well, here's what God does. You'll come in and you'll confess to him. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to change.
That's true. That's true.
So you're going to have to be reconciled to change. And you can't change. I hear lots of people saying, well, let me stop doing this, I'll start going to church. Let me stop doing this. If you could stop doing that, Jesus wouldn't have had to die.
That's right.
If you could stop doing that, you could be the Savior. So what you have to do is get reconciled to God and let Him strengthen your life.
Right, Pastor, when you talk about that, the Greek words clearly indicate that reconciliation is a change of mind on the part of one man because of the act of another, which is God in Christ, from eternity or enmity to friendship.
Can a man change his own mind? No.
No.
The Holy Spirit has to come in and give him a new. That's why he said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what we're really trying to do tonight is give you another chance on changing what's going on in your life. And I know some of you may be happy. Some of you may be down. But if you don't know Christ, you're in trouble.
Pastor, if we look at a couple of passages like 2 Corinthians 5:17, we find in our word that we have the revelation of the individual new creation. Do not confuse this with the new creation of which Christ is head. A saint is an individual. A new creation in Christ Jesus is indicated in the passage and in no way hinders the blessed truth that is also a part of the new creation. So, 5:17, what does that say, Pastor?
Well, 5:17 clearly says that, for therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become anew.
True. Clearly, that indicates this wonderful truth. In verse 18 now, we see that all things are of God, who is the subject, and he has reconciled the object to himself by Jesus Christ, the act of ages. So keep in mind that the application of reconciliation in the individual life takes place at the time when he believes. Yet it was provided by one act of Christ dying on the cross.
Now, here's what I want to, this is what's going to be so different about this show. How do we reach lost people? Because it seems that people have lost an interest in hearing about the Word of God.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. There's a confidence that comes inside of you as a Christian, Curtis, mm-hmm. Brother Mark. There's a confidence that comes inside of us that we have confidence in who we are.
That's right.
And people see the confidence of God in us. If I'm trying to help you and I have to go look at my Bible saying, it's in there somewhere, and I try to read it to you without the power of God in me, that's where the church is losing.
That's right.
That's where we're losing people. Because the Word of God has to be inside of you, and they need to see the demonstration of the Spirit inside of you as you walk on a daily basis. Paul said it like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching were not in enticing words, which man's wisdom teach, but it was in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit. What he was saying, that wherever he went, the Spirit and the power of God was upon him. We can't try to coach and teach God into people. We got to be it. We got to see it. They got to see it in us. And that's going to excite them to be like us.
Right.
And we're going to have to bring them out of their camp into ours. And they got to want to know that we got something in our camp that they want.
That's right. See, thus the ultimate work of reconciliation makes a sinner the righteousness of God by being in Christ, the one who died as our substitute.
That, you know, here's what rightly dividing the word says. We can read the scriptures, but if our actions and our belief is not in it, see, a parakeet can say, I love Jesus, but it don't believe. So that's what I see a lot in the world today. We're walking around and say, okay, let's go to church. Let's do that. And I love the Lord, but they're still going through all this hell. A parakeet can say, so I call it the parakeet generation. Everybody's saying the same things that the word says, but they're not living it or believing it. It comes from belief, and the only way that you can get that is reconciliation.
That's right. Now, Romans 5, 6 through 11 is one other passage that we need to talk for a moment about, because this passage reveals certain aspects of reconciliation and also presents clearly the need for reconciliation. This is a fourfold thing. First, a man's total inability without strength, man's lack of merit, ungodliness, man's guilt before God as sinners, and man has complete enmity toward God as enemies of God. So this fourfold need of reconciliation was met and indicated in verses 10 and 11.
So my question, Doc, is how? I have an answer, but the audience needs to know, I'm looking at the camera, how can you win a soul to the Lord? How can you witness to a person to let them know that Jesus is alive and he's real and they might want something better in their lives? If I went and asked the person, how are you doing today? They said, well, I'm just barely making it. And they call themselves a Christian. Who wants to be in that camp? How you doing today? Man, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. My back hurt, my feet hurt. And by the time you finish talking to them, you're just as crippled as they are.
That's right.
Well, they put all that on you. We have to bring some power to this scene, even this show. This show has to have the power and the Spirit of God radiating from us.
That's
so
right.
That
That's
when
right.
people come for prayer, healing takes place right then.
Right.
See, we don't have to wait on time. If I went to the doctor and he gave me time to get ready, that's not faith. Faith is right now. If God wanted me to wait on time, he would have never gave me faith.
That's right.
I want to bring something to the audience today, that if you have a need, I can speak the word. And if your belief is right with God, everything you need will come to pass.
That's right, Pastor.
Healing, prayer, whatever it is. And I put the pressure on God. I'm not trying to do anything myself. It's not about me. It's about God. And I just believe what his word says. So if you want something to happen in your life, it's time for you to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready for a better life.
That's right, Pastor. You know, reconciliation is really important, that we be reconciled to God. And you know, whenever we look at these passages, the death of Christ is mentioned in some way every verse from 6 through 10. And thus it's safe to conclude that the death of Christ is indeed the means of reconciliation. Second, reconciliation is revealed to the totally a work of God, which man needs utterly, and one which he did not deserve. Third, reconciliation, this passage is revealed as work objectively toward man. Fourth thing, reconciliation seemed to be the grounds for assurance. Pastor, you've said that many times already, because you want to be assured. You find that you're reconciled to God, you're going to have a good attitude toward life. You're going to find God meeting needs in your life, and you're going to see these things happening just like you're saying.
Everybody out here ought to be driving a Cadillac.
That's amen.
Not because you're trying to be selfish for you. I'm just saying you got such an overflow of abundance that you're blessing so many people that God's ready to put it on you. We're not supposed to be hurting. We're not supposed to be down. This is going to be one of the most prosperous cities, Mark Maxwell. We're going to have a prosperous city. What's happening downtown is going to continue to flourish because of the vision. What's happening downtown, this is anointed ground we live on. And I just thank the Lord that we get a chance to get a believer for a city manager. We get a chance to get people like Curtis Cokes coming in, who has won world titles.
Yes,
that
yes.
Thanks so much of Hopkins County that he doesn't mind coming and sharing a testimony. NBC Sports, all of these, ESPN, all of those people would love to have him on a show just to get his testimony. But we got to be here for us.
That's
and I
right.
thank
the Lord
for that. Let's give God a hand for that.
That's very good. And you know what, Pastor? That's one of our goals, is to see the people reconciled to God. And that's what our whole path is about in this particular ministry God has put us on. And this ministry is televised. We will be televised. No telling where God is going to use it. And no telling who's going to hear it. And no telling who is going to be saved. Well, people are going to be saved. We want to see them saved. And that's the purpose of our whole
well,
program.
Well, if we just touch one person's
that's
life,
right.
that's enough for me.
That's right, Pastor.
And that's enough to keep me going. Because it's not about me. I'll sit out here in the rain. I'll sit out in the snow. Whatever it takes to see somebody overcome, I'm there with you. So if you're in the audience out there and you're having a hard time, if you're having depression in your life, anxiety, whatever's going on in your life, look us up. Watch Your Tongue Ministries. You'll see on the screen the phone numbers, how to get a hold of us. We're going to be there for you. This is going to be a flourishing ministry, and we want to make sure that you say the right things, because once God bless you, you got to keep your tongue right to keep it.
Right. Pastor, you know that we are here and because of what God's doing in our life. You know that. But also, our program is built around three things. First of all is, of course, the Word of God and salvation.
Right.
Then backed up by a testimony of someone who has been saved, using their tongue to prove that that is what you suppose a good use of the tongue. Then along with that, Pastor, we have a little extra part of that, and it's about current events. And the object is that you look at the current events, it's what's going on around the world. You look at the things that are happening. And then you begin to look at what the doctor has to say, that you can be reconciled to God, and then that you can have Jesus Christ. You can have all these things that you talked about, Pastor, in Christ Jesus. And I tell you what, I'm talking about Joe Joseph, which is going to give us a word in a moment. And now, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor, we're hooked up by Skype, and let's just see what Joe has to say about everything.
We have Joe Joseph coming in from New York, Texas by Skype. Let's see what Joe has to say.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes, and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Give Me Five. Folks, have you ever seen the back of a $1 bill? And have you ever noticed, right in the corner, on one side, you've got a pyramid? Have you ever thought about what that pyramid means? About what the symbology stands for? You see, we use these Federal Reserve notes all the time to pay for our groceries, to pay for gasoline, you know, when you pump up your car. But have you ever given thought to what the symbolism is on a Federal Reserve note? Further, have you thought about what a Federal Reserve note is? Let's get into it. The pyramid on the back of the $1 bill is the insignia of the Order of the Illuminati, first appearing on the reverse side of the $1 bill in 1933. Now, one can read at the base of the 13-story pyramid, the year 1776. That's MDCCLXVI in Roman numerals. The eye radiating in all directions is a symbol. Let's call it the all-spying eye, you know, that stands for the terroristic Gestapo-like state that watches over us, the agency, if you will. The Latin words annuit coeptis means our enterprise has been crowned with success. What does that say about the United States and why it was formed? And finally, below, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum. And that explains the nature of the enterprise, or I like to call it a conspiracy. And that nature is a new social order or new world order. It's right on our money. It's right on our money. Folks, it's all a scam, right down to the very dollars that we use. Let me give you an example. This is a dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. Now, we call it a dollar, but is it really a dollar? And the answer is no. It's a note. Now, what is the definition of a note? If you think about it, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s, even today, they race for the note. It may not be a dollar, but it's the note to the car. When you buy a house and you get that deed, you also normally comes with a note. You're paying that bank note on the house. It's a promissory note or a promise to the person holding the note that they can redeem it for whatever it is it stands for. Now, in this case, this is a dollar or a Federal Reserve promissory note promising the bearer $1. Back in the 1950s, this note over here that says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, used to be a lot more elaborate, because added to that statement also was and can be redeemed at any Federal Reserve Bank for honest legal money. That's what was taken out of that statement. And why? Can you go down to a bank today, go up to the teller, and ask the teller, I'd like to exchange this promissory note for $1, please? The question then is, what's a dollar? You see, our dollar isn't backed by gold or silver. It's backed by the fact that it's the world's reserve currency. And here, the United States is really suffering because with the emergence of the BRICS nations, we are seeing the dollar supremacy lose its grip. And once we lose the status as world reserve currency, then there really truly is nothing that backs this promissory note. I'm Joe Joseph. Thank you for listening tonight to Give Me Five. And make sure you tune in every Monday to Friday for the Freedom Link, my radio broadcast, at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. Tune in next week. Good night, and God bless.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Praise the Lord. Now, on Joe Joseph, Give Me Five,
great segment on what the currency is, mm-hmm. or the note.
Yes.
We look at it and we call it money, but it's not money. It's a note,
yes.
just as he explained. And even in the biblical days, they have what's called, even today they still have the same thing. It's called
the root of all evil.
The root of all evil, what it is, for the love. Well, see, a lot of people think money is evil. They misquote the scripture, but it says for the love of money.
Money is
they said money is evil,
evil,
but it's for the love of money. The shekel is what I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
When I was over in Egypt and Jerusalem, they still have the shekel. It's still called the same thing. And now, because of the New World Order and all these things that are going on, the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar, all these things are biblical prophecies that are fulfilling themselves.
That's exactly right.
And so this note that we have has lost its value.
Yes.
And kind of like he said, a property deed, a house, everything has a note. It's about a note. So everything we use today, what money is just a note. It doesn't have very much value on it.
Well, Pastor Duffy, look at this today. They say, okay, you want to save money, buy gold and buy silver. Well, that note has nothing to do with gold and silver. It's not backed by anything. And they left the public with the illusion that today we have gold and silver to back up our money at the Federal Reserve level. And it's not there.
You know, and matter of fact, the Federal Reserve is not even controlled by the United States.
Right.
It's controlled by the Federal Reserve. Now, isn't it ironic that they can do this right in our faces and tell us, even in the all-seeing eye, under the in the Latin name, New World Order, and we're just like sheep for the slaughter.
Yes.
So what we've done is misrepresented the kingdom and not understanding. When he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is exactly what happens in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Amen.
So I'm thankful that we can come to Watch Your Tongue Ministries and Watch Your Tongue TV show and show you what's going on in the world.
Especially when it comes to salvation. Because without the proper wording book and the proper belief, you're not going to be saved.
Well, and as they carry this note with money, I want to tell you about salvation. Because salvation is free.
Yes.
You don't have to have a note to get salvation.
That's right. Amen.
Salvation is free. And if you continue to watch Your Tongue Ministry, you can get salvation without a note.
Amen.
Watch this upcoming offer.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called The Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer card. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101 to the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
What an exciting offer for only $10 or more donation.
Yes, and especially for the people to receive a personal autographed book by the author of the Book of Psalms, and what a blessing it will be.
Now, we want our audience to be partners with us, and we want to tell you on three levels of partnerships that you can be a part of us. Now, there's a silver partnership, which is only $50 a month. Then there's a gold partnership, which is only $75
yes.
a month. Then there's a platinum partnership, which is only $100 a month.
But any amount of donation God lays on your heart is appreciated.
What a privilege it's going to be to partner with all these special people, and we'll have a great opportunity to reach people around the world for Jesus Christ.
We'd like to thank you for watching Watch Your Tongue. Now let's go back to the square so that we can close the show out with Kenya.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
And so we're going to conclude right here. And Mark Maxwell, thank you. Curtis Coates, thank you.
Thank you.
And Pastor Duffy, thank you. Can you close us out?
Praise the Lord. This is to all of you out there. If you just believe, you know life has its ups and downs. It can turn your pretty face to another ground. It seems that when I face one thing, another one comes, clouding up my vision. I can feel the sun. I believe that I can do this. I know that I can win. Just as long as I have His love within, I believe that I can make it. I can make it through the night. I believe that I can walk on with my head held high. I believe that I'm special in every way, but in order to I had to see myself at the finish line. Oh yeah. I have to visualize that everything will fall in line. Yeah, 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 yeah. I have to visualize the land while running through my storm. I have to trust.
Television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, called Blind Owner Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and Viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Your Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.